What is the role of thought in traumatic injuries?
Abraham, are traumatic injuries created in the same way that diseases are created? And can they be resolved through thought? In other words, like a breakage of something that happened in a momentary incident as opposed to a long series of thoughts leading up to it.
Whether the trauma to your body seemed to come suddenly as a result of an accident or whether it came from a disease such as cancer, you've created the situation through your thought, and the healing will come through your thought as well. Chronic thoughts of ease promote wellness, while chronic stressful or resentful or hateful or fearful thoughts promote disease. But whether the result shows up suddenly, as in falling and breaking your bones, or more slowly, as in cancer, whatever you are living always matches the balance of your thoughts. Once you've experienced the diminishment of well-being, whether it has come as broken bones or internal diseases, it is not likely that you will suddenly find good-feeling thoughts that match those of your inner being. In other words, if before your accident or disease you were not choosing thoughts that aligned with well-being, it's not likely that now you're faced with discomfort or pain or a frightening diagnosis, you will suddenly find that alignment. It is much easier to achieve great health from moderate health than to achieve great health from poor health. However, you can get to wherever you want to be from wherever you are if you are able to distract your attention from the unwanted aspects of your life and focus upon aspects that are more pleasing. It really is only a matter of focus. Sometimes a frightening diagnosis or traumatic injury is a powerful catalyst in getting you to focus your attention more deliberately on things that do feel good. In fact, some of our best students of deliberate creation are those who have been given a frightening diagnosis where doctors have told them that there's nothing more that can be done for them, who now, since they have no other options, deliberately begin to focus their thoughts. It is interesting that so many people will not do what really works until all other options have been exhausted. But we do understand that you've acclimated to your action-oriented world, and so action does seem to most of you to be the best first option. We're not guiding you away from action, but instead encouraging that you find better feeling thoughts first and then follow with the action that you feel inspired to.